Good evening, everyone. Everyone seems a little bit too quiet. Is it because it's cold outside? Yeah, it is very cold outside, isn't it? It feels like spring. I'm not on. Am I on now? Well, it is a privilege to be here tonight, even though you're very quiet. I'm hoping that you will wake up a little bit later. But God is good. When I get to Pentecostal church, but if they say God is good, you say all the time. If I say all the time, God is good. So God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
You lot are very good. See, you get a star in following what I say. That's good. And it's good to be here. And I've been excited about coming to speak this week. I was at home and meditating on the word. I'm excited. You know, sometimes when you have a new season, you don't know what it is, but when things change and you're in God's hands, you just have to wait and see what he's going to do. Sometimes we don't like change as human beings. We don't like change. But when you're a child of the King, when you know he's with you, then change isn't a problem. And we're going to look at a few verses in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I didn't expect to be here up so soon, but I'm going to read the first 8 verses. Let's see if I can do this. Can everyone get a Bible? And we're going to read together. When I used to be young, we used to go to Family Challenge, and you used to have the Bible drills. You have to have your Bible. And you got to race to find, sword and sheaths. I'm not going to let you do that today. I'm going to let you find it in your own pace. It's Ecclesiastes 3. But it's such a good thing to be in God's house. I have fun being a Christian. I know sometimes people think Christians are boring, but to be in the presence of God, to be among God's people, is a great thing to be. And I want you youngsters to realise that being a Christian now is one of the greatest things you could ever do in your young age. Don't wait till you're older to be totally in love with Jesus. To be totally in love with Jesus in your teen years is the best thing you could do. I came to be a Christian when I was 16, and I'd like to have come to be a Christian a bit earlier. You know, go through school, and the things I used to worry about when I first went into high school, I reckon if I had known about God and I know about his peace and his love, would have made things a little bit more easier. So has everyone got the passage? And we're going to read the first 8 verses after 3. 1, 2, 3. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Thank you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. And as we look at your word this evening, I pray that you will speak to our hearts. Lord, use me as an instrument of your peace, as a vessel, Lord, to share your word this evening. And I pray that, Lord, that you will speak to each and every heart, and that your word will become life. That, Lord, that we won't just keep to ourselves, but share with those we come in contact with. So be with us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I wonder if people were to look at us and try and describe how we, if we were to describe some times and seasons, I wonder what they would say. Would they say, well, John is kind of like a summer person? He's like a summer day, he's bright and bubbly. Would you say Liz is like a winter's morning, very, I won't say the word because she's got high heels on, not so, very cold. But how would they say, how would they view us? I don't know, I think I'd be a summer person. Would I, Stuart, would I be a summer person? Thank you very much, I paid him well to say that. So times and seasons, and in the passage we just read, The first thing says there's a time for everything. And do you know anyone who thinks they could do everything? My son thinks he's the best at everything. He's six, but he's the fastest, he's the strongest, he can do everything. But the writer here isn't saying that we can do everything. What he's saying, there's a time for everything. Time is a very precious thing. Who can't understand time? When we were younger, not those who are in school now, but when we were younger, when you were taught how to tell the time, you had the manual kind of clocks you'd have to put, and you had to turn to 12 o'clock, and now we have digital clocks, you have your phones. But when I was growing up, we learnt a very different way of telling the time. Time is very important. And there's one thing that people try to tell you to manage time. People go on seminars to have the time managed. But you can't manage time. The only thing you can manage is yourself. You can't change time. So we can't do anything with time. So I can't say, when on a Sunday morning, you're at Rainer's Lane, and you're thinking, John is preaching this great sermon. Please, class, could you just stop time so that I could stay longer in his presence? I know you all say that. That's why everyone's smiling at me. Or you're at school and think, this lesson is boring. Can you please speed time up? We can't do it. We can't manage time that way. And the funny thing is, when you think that way, it happens the opposite, doesn't it? When you're having fun, it seems to rush. And when you're not enjoying it, it seems to drag. How many of you have been in the class and you think, is this class going to stop? You keep looking at the clock, you think, it's only been 2 minutes. You keep looking at the clock. But we can't manage time. All we can do is manage ourselves. So when it talks about there's a time for everything, what the writer is saying, that there's only time for the important things. So what we find important to do, we can do in the time we have. You'll have 7 days in a week, 24 hours in a day. You can't get any more, you can't cut it down. You can only do what you can do in those times. So we can't manage time. I can't slow it down. I'm not in the Matrix or in those kind of films. We can only work with the time that we have. So controlling ourselves is one of the key things. When we look at the verses, there are two things. There's two opposites. The time to do one thing or time to do another. And the key about this is that we can't do two things at once. We cannot do two things at once. So if I'm tearing down, I cannot be building up. And our society tries to tell us that we can do loads of things. But the Bible is saying you can't. You've got to know what is important and do that thing. Don't put your hands up, but how many of you say you can do your homework but you are on the telephone? You can't do the two things at once. I'm not going to point at no one. You know. We all know. The key to this verse is that we can't do two things at once. You have to prioritise what is important. And as a generation, you need to know what is important, because that is the key. Because if you know what is important, then you will make most, you do the best of the time that you have. Who's ever been at home and think, where has the time gone? You thought, where's the time gone? And we blame time. We always put, time has run away with me. Time isn't the problem. Time is doing what time is meant to do. It is ticking by. The problem is us. We're the ones that are not managing the time that God has given us. I've done it. I've been doing nothing and an hour's gone by and I think, where's the time gone? And I blame time. I didn't have enough time to do X, Y, and Z. That wasn't the case. Time is behaving itself. Time is doing what time is meant to do. The problem is we're not managing ourselves in the right way. So that's why time is running away from us. So the key is to know your time and to know what is important. If you know you've got exams in the week, what's important? Xbox or studying? You can't do both of them at once. You have to make sure you prioritise what is important so you make the best use of the time that you have. Because once time is gone, it's gone. There's no point trying to revise Monday morning when you had the whole weekend. The time that you had to do it has gone. We need to be better managers of the time that God has given us. That's why the writer says you can do everything, not all things, but when you prioritise your time, you get the most out of time. When we waste time, then it's gone. People are chasing time all the time. You said you didn't like the tube, but you've seen people in the tube rushing up and down. They're trying to make the most of their day. But as Christians, we need to prioritize what is important and make the best use of that. Who saw snow this week? Who saw snow? My wife told me that. She was in Uxbridge. She works in Uxbridge in the school. She said it was snowing and it was sunny at the same time. I'm not too sure I believe her. I don't know whether she had a long day at work and she was seeing stuff. But the seasons have gone a bit funny. It's a bit crazy. It should be spring now, isn't it? And we're having snow. As much as my son is happy, he loves snow. But he's a bit upset because it's not settling, so. But seasons are very important. And just with time, we need to realize that in the physical, so in the spiritual, we have seasons. And for the mature Christians in the room, you know what I'm talking about. You have your summer seasons, and you also have your winter seasons. The key about seasons is that each season has its purpose. We may not like every season, but they all have their purpose. And when we realize that every season has its purpose, then we can look at every season in the way that God intended it to be. Sometimes we blame the seasons, but it has a purpose, whether we like it or not. Spring, I did some research about seasons. I'm not an expert on seasons. So spring is the starting of new things. It's the planting of new seeds. It is anticipating a new outcome and a new harvest. And it's a lot of work. Spring is a lot of work, and yes, there's excitement in spring. When you're planting, when you do new things, it's exciting. Who likes doing new projects? You like new projects, innit? And it's exciting when you start it. That's what spring is like. So when you're in springtime of your life, things are new. John, how long have you been here now?
2.5 years.
2.5 years. Whoa, that's flown, isn't it? But I'm sure, I was going to say, yeah, I thought it was like about a year and a half, but so this is not going to work. But when you first came, it would have been new and exciting. I'm sure it's still exciting now, but a different kind of exciting. It's not a new exciting. And that's what spring is. And sometimes when you're in the spring of your life, you see new opportunities happen. You see new things going on in your life. And these are the times when we kind of work really hard in spring. Because you need to be planting the seeds. Then we have autumn. Autumn's when projects kind of come to the end. And as you've kind of seen them with you and passing on, you have a season where some things have to end. And when things end, you get sad. When you're a child, if you have a child who likes to eat, my son likes to eat, and if he favourite crisp finishes, he used to get upset. It's the end of his world. He's watched it has finished now, and he doesn't know what to do. And sometimes we're like children. When things end, we get upset. But the key to knowing when something ends in God, that something new has to start. Sometimes we like to hold on to the old, but if you hold on to the old, you can't move on to the new. Because, as I said before, we can't do two things at once. Is anyone in here in year 13 or 11? Just put your hand up, I'm not going to need to do anything. Yes, so, you'll be leaving school to go, so you can't leave high school and go to college at the same time. So something has to end, and something new has to start. So you might be sad you're leaving your friends in high school, but you can't move on to the next stage, holding on to the old. That's how things are. Sometimes things have to end before we can start something new. But our human nature says, well, I like my old things. Can I bring my old things with me? But life's not like that. God says sometimes we need to let go of so that we can see what he's doing in the future. That's how times and seasons are. And the letting go is quite hard. I don't know if anyone's ever had to let go of friends because of your faith or anything, or let go of friends because you're moving in different directions. Sometimes that's hard. But when we're with God, he let go of the old and he brings you into a new. And the new is to take us to another level. The new is to take us to somewhere different. Sometimes if we stay in the old, then we'll continue doing what we've always done. But God wants us to move to another level. That's why he brings us to a new season. Winter is a season that not many people... Who likes winter in here? Wow, that's more hands than I thought would be. Winter's a cold kind of time. It's a time where, you know, if things seem to stand still, you tend to replenish. Sometimes things just don't seem to be happening. But winter itself still has its purpose. It has its purpose because in our winter times, these are the times where, you know what, we just have to rest and rely on God. We have to know that here it says winter does some important work. The roots go deep in winter. The earth is replenished and prepares for spring. It catches its breath and nourishes itself, and things die in winter. That's hard when things die. And we want everything to keep on going all the time, but it can't. There isn't enough space in our life for the old and the new. The necessary time to let go of things is hard, but God wants us to do that. In your time in your youth group, you're passing on to a new season. And it's good. Sometimes it's scary. Sometimes not knowing the future is a bit scary. But God is with you. Just realize that no matter what season you're going through, God is always there. When I was preparing, the first words that came to me about the sermon was that no matter what season we're in, God is always there. And we need to ask God to show us and to remind us that no matter where we go, no matter how sunny, how cold, whatever it is, He is there. Because He's the one that's guiding us. And we just need to know that God, even in our winter times, just help us to realize that You're there. Winter's cold. I don't know whoever works early mornings and has to get up really early in a winter's morning. It is cold. It is dark. And sometimes in our spiritual lives, when that's happening, we just want to stay in bed. You know, physically you want to stay in bed, and spiritually you just want to hide away. But God is saying, in those winter times, lift your head up, because I'm there. Because the winter will not just stay. The thing about seasons is that every season doesn't last forever. It has a start and it has an end. So if you have a winter, spring is coming. Spring is coming, amen. Spring is coming. Winter may be dark and cold, but spring is coming. While you're in your winter times, God is preparing you for the next step. So winter times, you get draw closer to God. I'm going to wrap it up here, but I'm going to kind of use testimony. As I said on Friday, I was just meditating on the word, and God was saying to someone in here that sometimes if you're in a season where you think all you hear is no, you try to do stuff and you just seem to get knockbacks. You keep getting knockbacks, and you just don't know why it's happening. You think, God, why me? But just like seasons has its time, just hold on, because a yes is coming. You may feel that you're in a winter time and nothing's really happening for you, but God is saying, you know what? When my timing is right, a yes will come. When my timing is right, summer will break forth. When the time is right, you will see where I'm taking you. And God says, use my testimony. Before I came to Elmfield, I used to work in IT. And I worked in IT, and I did youth work on the side. I used to work for Pentecostal Church. I was a youth and Christian education director, and I headed up 5 churches over this part of London. Harrow, the one on Village Way was one of them. And I always wanted to get into, I thought, well, God was leading me in to do full-time youth work. And I applied for one job, and they didn't even reply to me. Rude, seriously. Not even sorry, rude. But then I applied for a second one, and I got an interview done, it was successful. And I saw the Elmfield one, and I didn't apply, because we just had my child, and I thought, well, changing jobs, my wife going into maternity leave wasn't the wisest decision to make. So I didn't. And then I contacted the pastor then to see how the new youth pastor's getting on. And he said they didn't appoint at that time. So then I prayed, and obviously I'm here. The funny thing was, at the time, there was a youth pastor job going at Rainer's Lane at the same time. And my wife wanted me to come for this one. But we can see that God found the right man with you, and all was well. So I'm not telling her that you have a vacant post at the moment, okay? Shh, keep it quiet. I'm only joking. Sorry, Liz, I'm joking, seriously, I am joking. But even through that time, the first 2 times seemed like no for me. And I'm thinking, God, why? I feel this desire to go into full-time youth ministry. But at the right time, You need to realize in times and seasons, we need to know when the time is our time. Sometimes we try to go before we're ready. But God knew where I was going to be. God knew when I was going to be ready to be in that position. So it may seem sometimes now that you're getting along with the nose and things are not going your way. But God is with you. God is with us. You're going through a new transition at Rainer's Lane. God is with you. Do you know why I'm excited about being here? Because this is the first youth service you had without Ewan. And I'm looking around and I know that God is with you so much that in a few years' time, when I come back, I'll say, wow, do you remember the 6th of March 2016? Look where God has taken you in your new season. I believe that so much that the next season is going to be built on the foundations that Ewan's placed and the people before you. It's just going to grow. Your youth group will continue to grow. God is with you. So even in this winter time, just rest and replenish. Spring is coming, where you will plant new seeds and it will grow because God is with you. Amen? This is the time and the season that God is with us. If you can remember anything, that God is with us no matter what season we're in. Your seasons won't last forever. Just stay in Him, and every season has its purpose. Okay? God loves us so much, and He takes us through every single season, and He will hold your hand for every single one of them. When you're in your spring, continue to plant the seeds and work hard. When through the summertime, as you see and as you water what God has given you, to see them grow. And even when it seems like winter, just draw close to His hand and hold close to Him, because God is with you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that regardless of what we go through, You are with us. That Your word says You will never leave us or forsake us, Father. And in this room, there are many, we're all different, we're all individuals, and we're all going through our own different seasons. And I pray whatever season we're in, Father, that we'll all remember that You are with us. Lord, that You will never leave us, that You're right beside us. Lord, that when I was praying on Friday, You gave me the image of a parent, and sometimes when we leave our child at the school for the first time, we drop them off and we go home. But You're that parent that sits in that room with us, that You don't leave us, that You're always there. And I pray for each and every young person who are going through exams, who are going through school and sixth form and university, that You will help them to remember that through the good times and the not so good times, that You are there for them, that Your hand is outstretched saying, I am with You. And I pray for this church and the youth and like that, through the season that You were there, that You saw the season coming before they knew. But Lord, that You, that I know that You were going to do an evening. That You're going to do an evening. And we pray that as You work with the leaders, as they trust in You, Father, that You will take them to the next level. So I pray that You'll bless each and every one today. And I pray for those, Lord Jesus, that are going through a difficult time. I pray that Your presence will be with them. I'm close to them right now, I pray. In Jesus' name.